what was a 1 week break ended up being a 2 week break. The first week was just work, and then I had no days off, but then I actually got sick, so I took a day off. Then second week I come back, I got my day off, but then we're having hosting issues. I've dealt with hosting issues before. So if you're listening to this on the podcast catcher of your choice, well, then my preparations have all been successful. If not, then you're not hearing what I'm saying right now. It's just a void that I exist in, and the noise I make signifies nothing. But the noise I make signifies nothing on a normal day. So I guess everything just worked out anyways. But we're back. Now, a forewarning, my mother is coming to Japan. So I don't know how much free time I'm going to have because I might be doing that. So I might actually, like, this month looks like it might just be a bust. I'm going to try my best. I've actually had like these breaks and stuff. The problem with taking a break is actually very hard to come back and get back into it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I want to make sure I don't lose the momentum that I have created by starting this, and we're at 300 episodes and whatnot. And it would be a shame to lose momentum at that point. So let's get into the Japanese news. I've had 2 weeks. I've chosen just the creme de la creme of the Japanese news for you to deliver today. Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a card game. I've never been into it. I've never been into the card games. There's a lot of things I don't, yeah. I'm even, like, I play video games. I'm even actually quite picky about them. There's a whole bunch of games I will not play. I essentially don't play side-scrollers. I don't know why. I think I'm just missed too many generations of consoles and stuff. There's a lot of stuff I'm like, well, that's not what I want. So I only want to... Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not my thing. I'm not saying I'm against it. You like Yu-Gi-Oh! You go, Gi. The Yu-Gi-Oh! Championships in Japan, though, doesn't allow foreign residents, which is a very interesting little note, because the championships for the country, you're trying to find the best player in the country. And of course, you do kind of want them to be from that country. You have to have a Japanese address. Why? Well, I have a Japanese address, but entry is restricted to Japanese nationality. Now, I have permanent residence in Japan, which means I can live in Japan from now until I unfortunately pass away any day now. I shouldn't bring up my own mortality. Not at the start. I should bring up my own mortality more towards the end of the episode. But by this rule, I could not enter. So despite the fact I've lived in Japan for 20 years now, and I may live in Japan for 20, 30 years more before my untimely death. Untimely? I guess if I get 20, 30 more years, I'm fine. 70s, 80s, that's about right. But I couldn't enter this. I've lived more of my life in Japan than I have in any other country, which is an interesting thing to think about, because I'm still not considered Japanese. I'm never going to be considered Japanese. I didn't want to give up my passport because I didn't want to lose the value of the Canadian passport, and the same for my children. I didn't want my children to not have access to Canada as a country where they could maybe work or move to or in the future. So I wanted them to have Canadian citizenship. Just trying to keep the options open. So this rule seems particularly strict. So someone who's lived in Japan for a very, very long time, so decades, they cannot enter the Yu-Gi-Oh! Championships in Japan. There's a lot of speculation as to the reason, but like, I can understand you don't want someone who comes here short term on a holiday, wins the Japanese championship, and then just moves on, because they're not really the Japanese champion. They're not representing Japan as a country. But taking it to a point where you are restricting it to, like, again, someone like myself, who is into Yu-Gi-Oh!, has lived in Japan, is dedicated to living in Japan for X amount of years, it would make sense if they were allowed to enter. I think the reason this became an issue is because clearly someone had to think about it to make the rule. So if you hadn't thought about it, you'd just be like, oh, you know, you have to live in Japan. You have to have a Japanese address. And that would just be it. So they actually went, no, but you actually have to be a Japanese citizen. You have to have, like, residency beyond just permanent residence. You have to be a Japanese citizen to enter. So someone actually had that thought, and that's where it kind of became like, is this racist or not? I don't think it's racist. I don't like to jump to racism right away, even though, let's face it, there's just a lot of racist stuff in the world. I'm not just talking about Japan. It's just like everywhere in the world has its own issues. So I'm a little torn as to how I feel about this. Because it's something I don't care about. That doesn't mean other people don't care about it. So it's still just a viable thing to care about. And we should care about others. There you go. That's my message for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community. I don't care about your Yu-Gi-Oh! But I care about you. Uh-huh. It's nice. This is a new chunk of beef chest. The new, more positive, loving, kind, gentle. I'm running out of words because I've never used them before. Anyways, Yu-Gi-Oh! Players, I'm sorry if you are not a Japanese citizen. You want to enter the championship. You can't. I'm sure there's other things you can do. I think just enjoy Yu-Gi-Oh! For what it is, which is a game I do not understand. A man, so since we're on like, so that's actually like super nerd news. Okay, so since we're on super nerd news, a man was caught modifying Switch cartridges, memory. He was basically hacking the Switch to create custom Pokemon characters that he then sold online. So I'm assuming he put in like the cartridge, hacked the system. He was creating rare characters and then selling them online. Between 2022 and 2023, he was selling them for up to 13,000 yen each. But the police believe that he probably made millions and millions of yen off this. So this is one of those things where it's a rare character. You're playing your Pokemon. You want the rare character. You can't find it. It's rare. So suddenly you feel like, oh, you know, maybe I just pay for it, get it into my game, and off we go. This breaks the Unfair Competition Prevention Act in Japan, which is related to corporate espionage. So basically, because this guy's hacking a system, he is conducting a form of corporate espionage where he's going into the system, learning about the system, creating things based off an IP, based off a series of... I lost that sentence at the end there. Based off an IP, learning the inner workings of the system and then manipulating them to create his own product, which he's then selling illegally without licensing. That's probably better. So he was arrested. I do want the final tally, the number of how much this guy made. I'm always shocked at how much money these guys make because it is always way more than I expect. But these communities are strong and they have money. The Yu-Gi-Oh! Community, the Pokemon community, these are communities that spend an inordinate amount of cash on their hobbies. I spend a lot of money on my hobbies, but once I've bought everything, so let's say judo's my hobby, I buy the judo suit. I bought a super expensive one. I don't buy them again and again and again. And I certainly not going to buy modified ones and stuff. Podcasting is at this point in my life a hobby. I paid way too much money for a microphone, but it is a really good microphone. I mean, the voice you're hearing right now isn't my real voice. My voice is incredibly high-pitched. Dogs just react negatively to everywhere I go. My laugh is atrocious. That's actually true. I don't like my laugh. I kind of get this like high-pitched sonic boom of a laugh sometimes. It's almost like a hiccup. Luckily, very few people make me laugh. That's so sad. I've gone from positive chunk of beef test to sad chunk of beef test. This was, I don't know, brain power. People got it. And then sometimes they seem to abuse it. So by 2531, so this is now the year 2024. So in basically 500 years, if the Japanese marriage surname convention isn't changed, everyone in Japan will have the last name Sato. So Sato, it would be like the Japanese version of Smith. Sato is the most common last name in Japan. In 2023, Sato was 1.5% of all the people in Japan. So it is a name you're going to run up against. And then books and stuff, when they want to use like a Smith character, they'll call him Mr. Sato. So it's just like, let's just call him Sato, and then everyone will be like, it's an everyman kind of name. Between 2022 and 2023, there was a 1.0083% increase in Satos. So the number of Satos in Japan is increasing. That's incrementally. But over the course of time, that of course, it's extrapolation. I'm using the wrong word. See, this is the problem with taking a two-week break is like some of my big words are gone. My $5 words are all gone now. It's not extrapolation. It's an X. Oh, God damn it. Cumulative. It's cumulative. Oh, this is going to bug me. I'm not going to be able to move on from the story. God damn it. Anyways, we're just going to move on. I know I'm going to, this word's going to pop into my head during the last story, the dirty story of the day. It's a rough episode already, and I apologize, but it's because, again, 2 weeks off, very busy weeks. Life gets in the way. I'm dealing with back end issues. I'm trying to deal with work. I got stress. If you listen to See McBee, the last one, you get to hear the horror story of my eye. That's not getting better. So there's a lot going on. I'm trying to just get my life back in order. And you know what? I got some messages. I got some messages from people, and they were asking where the podcast went. And I was really happy to get the messages because they're just like, hey, what's going on? Appreciate the podcast. Appreciate you. And I appreciate those messages. Let's just be clear about that right now. Fucking tangents. Okay. No, we're going. We're going with the tangent. Famous people die. I'm not a famous person. We're not talking about me, but the famous people die. And then when they die, there's this outpouring of like thoughts and art and other things to commemorate their life. And that's a wonderful thing. Like, I'm not saying that shouldn't happen, but often my first thought is, I bet that person would have appreciated that while they were alive, that outpouring of love and support. So if you have a favorite artist right now, this is, I'm serious. If you have a favorite artist, someone who's made a song that you really love, someone who's created something that you really like, an author has written a book, you got some artwork about it, put it out there and dedicate it to them. Send them a message. Just do all the things you would do after they died and it had an impact on you. So let's just sit down and go like, who's someone who died that would have an impact on me? I'd want to show the world that they meant a lot to me. Do it right now. Don't wait until they die. That's all I'm saying. Because I like realized I should do that and it was too late. So like my favorite author was already dead by the time I had this realization. I was like, man, I really wish I could have just like, even if he doesn't see it, put it out there in the world. And I don't think I have a favorite artist as such. Man, yeah. Because even the little messages I get like, hey, hope the podcast comes back soon. Hope you're okay. That kind of stuff. That meant a lot. Like that is incredibly motivating. It makes you feel like people appreciate what you do. Anyways, Satos, too many Satos. By 2446, half the population will be named Sato. Now, the stats thing, I enjoyed the stats. I was just like, this seems to be like a massive waste of time. If the population decline in Japan continues, so the last 13 years has been a population decline in Japan. If it continues at the same rate, by 3,310, there will only be 22 people left in Japan. If the population decline continues as it is right now, at the same rate, in 3,310, the year, 3,310, there will be only 22 people left in Japan. These stats are interesting because they're extrapolations of numbers that are currently happening. They don't take into account any other options. So it's Japan is a closed system. And if that closed system remains the same, it basically succumbs to entropy. So everyone will be named Sato and everyone dies off. Applying this much effort to these set of statistics seemed kind of pointless to me, because if everyone's named Sato in 500 years, do we care? The population of decline in Japan, yes, it's significant. It could be fixed by a multitude of things. Now, Ninja New Japan has proselytized many times that the problem is the work-life balance in Japan and Japan companies, and people aren't, they spend too much time at work. Work has become too important and family has lost sort of the primary place. I don't think that's just Japan. I think that's lots of countries. Population decline in a lot of countries is going down. Population decline in many countries is happening. I have the simplest solution to both problems, everyone being named Sato and the population decline, and that is introduce more foreigners to Japan. More foreigners to Japan would mean more variations in names. Introducing more foreigners to Japan would be more relationships and more babies. And that's it. That actually solves the problem. Now, I can tell you the person conducting this set of statistical analyses did not even come close to considering the idea that we would dilute the population of Japan with foreign blood. But that actually, at this moment, if this is your real concern, like you're not going to fix the culture, you're not going to fix the work-life balance that I would complain about, the introduction of more foreigners to Japan would solve this problem. And they would not accept it. There is the governor of Shizuoka, and he's out. He's giving a speech. He got some new incumbents, some new people who are joining the civil service, and he decided to make a speech to welcome them, which is a very nice thing for him to do. He said, civil servants being inducted into the prefectural government are smart, unlike those who sell vegetables. Now, the speech actually had more. He's like, unlike people who do like manual labor, take care of animals or sell vegetables. But the vegetable ones was the first one he said, and I think that's why it stuck. My first thought was, I bet this guy could not grow a vegetable to save his life. I bet if you gave him all the equipment and all the stuff to do, he could not grow a vegetable. I don't like the insulting of other jobs because they seem beneath you. I do, of course, do it. I have my biases, but I look at mechanics and I think there is someone with a set of skills that I have never and probably will never have. I have my set of skills. They have their set of skills. I think there's a certain amount of respect I have for people having skills, even if it is like a manual labor job. I couldn't build a house. I couldn't wire a building for electricity and not set the whole thing on fire. So I personally appreciate they have a set of abilities that I don't have. I think tradesmen generally actually are very smart. I do subscribe to the idea that there are different kinds of intelligence. There's like the book smart. There's sort of social intelligence. There's a natural intelligence. There's like the con man intelligence, the ability to like lie and manipulate. So there is going to be like essentially a labor intelligence, like working with your hands, making things. You're just naturally good at that. There's athletic intelligence. People are just naturally understand athletics, be it physical or mental game. And there are people who are not book smart, who are way smarter in other things. There's people who are just naturally logical, and they should not be disrespected because they have a different education from other people and stuff. But that's what this guy's doing. So yeah, when I read that sentence, my first thought was, this guy couldn't grow vegetables or raise a cow or do manual labor to save his life. So when the zombie apocalypse comes, the governor of Shizuoka is useless and would die. The interesting thing to me was later on in the same speech, he said, you know, it's important to watch your language. So this is more of a do as I say, not as I do. I'm going to make statements, just whatever I think in the moment. This is, again, my problem with like the old man Japanese. I can say whatever I want and it should be fine, but you have to be careful idea. So he's telling these people who are joining the civil service, you have to be careful what you say. You have to be honest. You have to be truthful. You have to be, you know, you have to be careful and care about other people, except for, you know, those fucking vegetable sellers who are just dumb as bricks. This is not his first time letting the bad thoughts out or the immediate thoughts without censorship or anything. He made a couple of gaffes in the past. And so because of this, he's now had to step down as governor of Shizuoka. And again, as a politician, the vegetable grower vote, I bet that's actually a pretty big vote because farmers in Japan are a pretty big thing. The cow vote, I know cows don't vote, but the cow grower vote, the rancher's vote, the laborer's vote, those are all valuable votes. So as a politician, you might actually want to pander a little bit. I don't know. This is it. These guys get to this level of disassociation where they think people are going to vote for me even if I don't, or even if I make it very clear I disdain their existence. I know he didn't go that far, but he was like one step away from, you guys are smart because you're doing the thing I did. People who didn't do what I did, they're idiots. But then you don't want everyone working in the civil service. That's, nothing gets done then. Third thought I had, so you can see this is great. This is how my sort of intelligence level. I imagine if an American politician was held to this standard in this day and age. Like if Trump, because he insulted a person, had to end up stepping down. How different American politics would be. And I don't think Japanese politics are particularly good. It has its own issues, but it is way better than what's happening in America. I haven't been involved in Canadian politics in a long time, but it's similar stuff. Like, they're going for more grandiose, more bombastic, more in-your-face stuff. Japan's still holding on to, like, if you don't show the fundamental level of respect, you don't deserve to be in your position. And they will kick you out, which I quite like. Since we're talking about politicians, we had, from a couple episodes ago, our man, the mayor of Ginan, who had 99 sexual assault cases brought up against him. All in one go. That's got to be a tough day. He had to resign. He actually at first was like, I don't resign. Then he kind of started saying like, I resign. And then he apologized. But in his apology, he said, I don't really get what I'm apologizing for. He actually said like, you know, it was a different time when I grew up. It's like, yeah, but now it's not that time. So maybe you have to adjust, which again, this older man mentality, this dude was 74, is not going to change. And that's why these guys should not be in politics anymore. The karma, the irony, I don't know what word you want to use, the beauty, the schadenfreude, he's been replaced by a woman. I'm so happy about that. The new mayor of Ginan is a woman, and she is the first female mayor of that city in all of history. I think this might be the bit that would really like stick it in his craw. More people came out for this election than in a couple of decades, at least. It didn't get too far back into, but it, clearly over the last few years, this was more people came out to vote, and they basically came out to vote to say, fuck that guy specifically, and we're going to vote for a woman because this guy's so gross. And I'm actually weirdly proud of the people of Ginan. Holding people to standards. Again, I'm actually finding, again, there's aspects of Japan that deserve criticism. There are aspects of every country that deserve criticism. This is holding people to account seems to be something that still happens in Japan to a degree more so than in a lot of other countries. So I'm very interested in this because Nissan, the car company, massive company, they had signed contracts with subcontractors. And then after the contract went through and they'd like done all the work and stuff, they reduced the payments. Now, this is actually illegal. What the government, there was a watchdog organization that warned them. And then there's like the Japanese equivalent of the FTC. They decided, since you committed essentially a crime, now there's no single person can get arrested for a crime by a company. That's actually one of the big problems with companies. Companies commit crimes and then no individual gets punished, which means no one gets punished. So the government in Japan has decided we're going to punish the company. They took away the tax breaks they had in place because they'd given them tax breaks to raise salaries. And they're like, you have to maintain those salaries, but you're losing the tax break. So they actually have to pay the same salaries, but they're losing that extra money they were getting from the government to boost those. And once you've been taken off this list, you can't be relisted for at least a year. So for at least a year, they're going to be paying employees and subsidiary companies and all these things more money out of their own pockets and not getting nothing from the government. So they're not getting like bailout or help anymore because they decided to try to cheat the system. And I think that is awesome. And more companies should be held accountable the same way. All right, it's our last story, which means it's creepy, creepy 50-year-old man time. It's my people. And I know that's what a lot of people come here for. It's the very last story with the creepy, creepy old man. Sometimes something doesn't happen. Well, let's just say it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're a police officer and you're driving around a little patrol car. You know, it's a quiet night. Nothing's going on. You see a man ride by on a bicycle. This man's decided to emulate Winnie the Pooh. So he's got a shirt and no pants on. When I mean no pants, I mean nothing's covering the down bottom. So this guy's Winnie the Pooh-ing his bicycle. So you're like, well, that is, in Japan at least, indecent exposure. So we're going to arrest him. So you arrest him. And we're going to search your person. Now, they don't have to search his pockets, I assume, because he only has a shirt on. But he does have a smartphone. They did not say where the smartphone was being kept. I really was interested in that. It might be one of those ones that hooks to your bicycle because he was on a bicycle. On his smartphone, they found a picture of his butt on a faucet from a park. So it seems like he was essentially bidetting himself. I didn't see the picture. They didn't release it. I wouldn't have wanted to, but I do like to have the I would have looked at it. I wouldn't have looked at it because I wanted to. I would have looked at it for the story so that I could have given you an account of what happened so you don't have to look at it. It sounds like he was bidetting himself with a public faucet. Now, public faucets in Japan have drinkable water. So people stick their, like kids mostly, stick their face under it and turn it on and they'll drink it in the summertime. So sticking your butt on that is rude, at least. I mean, it's a health hazard. There's a whole bunch of other things. When he was arrested, he said, "I did it because I was sexually aroused. I used binoculars to make sure no one was around beforehand." Again, I'm seeing a certain amount of irony in that statement because he's like, I went to the faucet and I wanted to stick my butt on it because that turned me on. So I got binoculars out and I checked that no one was around me in the park because he's very careful. And then when no one's around, he did it. And then he took a picture of it. Ninja News Japan, again, we give tons of free advice to criminals. And one of the first ones is don't take pictures of it. Don't take pictures of you committing a crime. Do not, I mean, don't commit the crimes. That's step one. But if you're going to commit a crime, don't photograph it as evidence for the police to use later. Because the police only had him on indecent exposure. They didn't have him on like butt crack faucet time, which I don't know what crime that is yet. I would actually go with public health hazard. That's where I would start looking. I assume there's indecency and all these other things, but now he's just getting like a double indecency charge. I would want to have like multiple charges in multiple, you know, venues so that to ensure that this is taken more seriously. Unless butt crack faucet time is a crime in Japan, which I don't know if that's on the books, but I mean, at this point, let's put it on there just to be safe. Like, add that law to the books. I support this. I'm on board. So the guy's demonstrating when he butt crack faucet time, he was really careful that no one would see him. And then he decided to whinny his poo the way home. Whinny his poo? He decided to whinny his poo. Sounds like the butt crack faucet time. Whinny the poo is when you go with a shirt and no pants on when you try to go home. So after he whinnied his poo, he decided to whinny the poo home. If he was that careful with the binoculars and stuff, you think he would have been sensible enough to put his pants back on? Because if he'd put his pants back on, he wouldn't have been caught by the police for indecent exposure, which would have led to them finding the picture of him committing the initial crime. I think some people have said that kink shaming is bad. And I think in many cases that might be true. But sometimes it might actually be necessary.